I love you, God. I love you, God. Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Isn't God good? My. This is what it's all about. Hallelujah. This is Pentecost the way it's supposed to be. Somebody getting the Holy Ghost, somebody getting baptized, a baby getting dedicated all at the same time. People, and everybody else being blessed. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And I like it like that. And I believe heaven is smiling. Angels are rejoicing. Everybody say amen. Amen. Praise God. You may be seated just for a minute. And I just want to say thanks for the opportunity to be here this week, to be a part of the GAP conference. And Thursday night, Friday night, yesterday, every service I thought was just ordained of God. And power packed, the ministry of the word that we heard from Brother Steve Buxton and Brother Barry Sutton, I tell you, it's just powerful word of the Lord that we heard from both of those brethren, and we're glad we was able to be a part of it also, and to feel the presence of God, and to come together of pastors and saints of God from different churches in the area and from other states. And to give God praise, and it's good. It's good. Praise God. Everybody say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I just want to say to the church family that we love your pastor and his wife so very much and have for many years. We've known them. Now, all of you that call this your church home would have been totally just spiritually puffed up if you had been at Summit and heard your pastor preach. His message was powerful. If you haven't heard it, you need to get it and to hear the message that your pastor preached at the National Conference in Tennessee at the Summit Conference. And it was just great. Somebody say hallelujah. 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 I know you know that, but I want to just let you also know how the outsider feels about it too. Somebody say amen. Praise God, and it was a mighty move of the Holy Ghost. And so we appreciate them. Thank you for the hospitality. The room is just great. And the food basket and gift basket, and it's a variety basket. It's a lot of good stuff in there. And the meals that we've ate since we've been here, you know, it's just the way I like it. Praise God. It's just good. Hallelujah. It's just good. Praise God. I appreciate good fellowship. Good people and good food. You get that combination together, that's a winning combination right there. I'm telling you what. Somebody say amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. And to the ministerial staff here, God bless you so very much. Praise God. Enjoyed the Bible lesson this morning before the service here today. It was just so good. Hallelujah. Also give honor to Elder Pearson. Of course, been my friend for many years. God bless you and your wife so very much. Everybody say hallelujah. I'm glad to have my wife with me. Just a month ago, we celebrated 45 years. 45 years. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's not bad when you got married at 5. That's pretty good, you know. So, hallelujah. And so we're doing all right. Praise God. And no, a little bit longer than that. Hallelujah. But, I love my wife, and I'm so glad that she's with me on this trip. Matter of fact, coming here the other day, she completed her 50th state. So now she's been to all 50 states in the U.S. This completed the cycle right here. Hallelujah. Of course, I was out here many years ago to preach at the camp, and so I had North Dakota marked a long time ago. Praise God. Somebody say hallelujah. But so now all she's lacking is heaven, and I hope it's going to be a while. Praise God. Hallelujah. And that we go together when the time comes. Everybody say amen. Praise God. Let somebody stand, give the Lord praise one more time in the house. Can we do that? In the name of Jesus. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you also for many of you that's bought the children's series books that my wife had written. She's put out 6 different books, and they're good for 2 to 3-year-old to about 10. So if you have children, grandchildren, it's very good, all biblical stories and laid out in a good format, and just very good. And then she just a couple months ago put out a new book called Devotions for Families, Safe Homes Devotions. And it's 25 lessons that you got compiled. You can have it just in a booklet form. Of course, you can go online every Monday. There's a new one that goes up every Monday. And I've been doing this now for about four years. And thousands and thousands of people tap in from all over the U.S. and many other countries of the world. And what's so good about this, this is apostolic devotions written by apostolics for apostolic people. Praise God. It's not people that's talking about something that they really had never experienced or whatever. So that's good. Praise God. And so it's called Safe Homes Devotions, and it goes up a new one every Monday. Praise God. Everybody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is so good. Let's open our Bibles while you're standing to the book of Exodus chapter 14. And we're going to read verse 13 down through verse 16. There's many different ways that a pastor feels a lot of times when he goes out to minister. And we do that quite often. And so there's different things that you feel. But I feel like this is right for this service this morning. Praise God, or this afternoon. I'm used to the morning service, so the afternoon. But, you know, it don't matter to God. Somebody say hallelujah. Exodus chapter 14, verse 13, down through verse 16. Moses said unto the people, "Fear you not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, you shall see them again no more forever. The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace." And the Lord said unto Moses, "Wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel, that they go forward. But lift thou up thy rod, stretch out thy hand over the sea, and divide it, and the children of Israel shall go on dry ground and through the midst of the sea." Everybody say amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. And so it says, "Fear you not, stand still, see the salvation of the Lord." Hallelujah. "And he will show you today." He will show you today. "And the Lord shall fight for you." Aren't you glad the Lord is on your side? Amen. Praise God. Aren't you glad God is on your side today? Hallelujah. Let's give God praise. Can we do that one more time? Let's just worship him. Glory, 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 glory. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, you're great, you're great, you're great, you're great. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, I think that before we're seated, I think it'd be perfectly in order right now, especially since what's happened this week at the conference and what has happened here already today, is that everybody that's physically able, just lift your hands high towards heaven and give him some high praise of thanks. Just give him some high praise. Lift up your voice like a trumpet. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, just give him some praise. Let him hear you. Let him hear you. Glory, 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 glory. Thank you, God, for what you've done this week. Thank you for those that have repented, been baptized in your name, filled with your spirit, renewed in the Holy Ghost, strengthened and encouraged, healed by your power, dedicated to the Lord. My God, my God, my God, my God. Oh, come on. Hallelujah. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And you may be seated. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. When you begin to look at the verses of Scripture that we have read here to you today, the Israelites was the story of deliverance Of course, in their history from Egyptian bondage, of course, being set free and headed to the promised land. And you can see God's with them, and he has blessed them and delivered them many, many times. Now, in this particular setting, we see something that has happened. This scene is a little different. And so it seems like it's the first setback or challenge. And all of a sudden, some of them begin to murmur, complain, and they said, let's go back. Let's go back. You know, and so they have opposition, and they felt like just kind of giving in to it, going back, surrendering. And so what's the use of trying? They were afraid all of a sudden, even after victory and deliverance, miracles, and great things that had happened in the past. But now, because of what they are experiencing at the moment, they are afraid and they feel fear in their system. Now, I want to speak to somebody right now. Fear is an agent of the devil. Fear has no place in your life. It has no place in your home, and it has no place in this church. Hallelujah. We're not people of fear. We are people of faith. And faith says, get out of the way, devil. We're going to get the job done. God is on our side. And if God be for us, who can be against us? Do you believe that today? Somebody say hallelujah. You may be seated. So Moses, he began to speak to the people. And he said, fear not. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Stand still. Fear not. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. In other words, now here's how my dad would have said it. Quit your crying, boy. Straighten up. Hallelujah. Get a different countenance on your face. Praise God. Fear not. Just watch the salvation of the Lord unfold right before your very eyes. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. I believe that God is saying to everyone that's in this house today, you don't have to be afraid. You don't have to be in a paralyzed condition of fear. Hallelujah. Because fear will put you in a position and have you locked up there for months and years where you don't enjoy spending one day at. Somebody say hallelujah. They asked an elderly gentleman one day that had a very successful life, successful business life, and they asked him, they said, if you could just kind of sum up life, put it in a statement, what would you advise us? What would you tell us? He said, I'd quit running from things that's not chasing me. Praise God. I'd quit running from things that's not chasing me. In other words, there's always somebody or something or some circumstance or situation that's going to try to make you feel like that you can't make it. But I've come here to tell you, God is on your side. Victory is yours. Hallelujah. Hey, you may have a mountain in your life, but what is a big mountain when you know the mountain creator? You know who creates the mountains. You know who can move your mountains. You know who can speak to the sun and it stands still. You know the one that can open the seas and you walk through on dry ground. You know the one that can give rain in the midst of a drought for many years. That's the God that we serve. I said, that's the God that we serve. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. But God is going to have a hard time giving you the victory if you're looking down, if you're discouraged, if you're feeling defeated, despondent, if you're feeling frustrated about life. But it's time to move forward. That's the order for the day. I said, I believe that's the order for the day. Hallelujah. We have come to the kingdom for such a time as this. This church has a long history. This church has had many, many years of faithfulness in this community, in this city. And all of that is to propel us to move forward. Praise God. That's the will of God. You don't have to pray about that. That's the will of God. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. I believe the longer the church exists, the stronger it should get. the more powerful it should represent in the community. I believe the more effect that we ought to have in the lives of people. I believe everybody in this city of Minot and the surrounding areas ought to know you're welcome at this church. You are welcome at this church. You're wanted in this church. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. We serve an awesome God. I said we serve an awesome God. Hallelujah. My wife and I pioneered the work where we're at over 33 years ago. And when we went to Burlington, North Carolina, in the center of the state to start our church, all you saw at that time in that area of the state and most of the state was either you was considered a white person or a black person, and that was kind of the way it was. And they had their different churches, some went here and some went there, but never mixed together in that city. No denomination, nothing. And so in the first 6 months, we just blew up the paradigm. Hallelujah. And somebody says, that won't work like that here. And I said, you don't know the God that I know. Don't tell me what won't work. I know what Calvary's all about. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And when you walk in today, you'll see there from many, many races, from many, many countries around the world. Praise God. Let me tell you something. The ground is level at the foot of the cross. Hallelujah. Praise God. A few months ago, we was having a special service, and a lady walks in from Iran. Muslim raising. In from Iran. First time in a Pentecostal church in her life. She's only been in this country for 4 or 5 years. And you know what? Before the night was over, she was getting baptized in Jesus' name. Come out of the water speaking in tongues. She hadn't hardly missed a service since that day of 7 or 8 months ago. Let me tell you something, friend. That's the kind of God we serve. I said, that's the kind of God that we serve. Let's quit talking about someday. Today is the day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Today, not someday. Today, that's my message. Today, this day, not someday. Hallelujah. I used to be an evangelist. I preached in churches many years ago, and they said it from the pulpit that one of these days we're going to have a breakthrough. One of these days we're going to have revival in this community. You know, I go back a few years later, they get up and say, one of these days we're going to have revival. One of these days we're going to have a breakthrough. I'm wondering, when is that day for you? Hallelujah. I believe today is the day that the Lord hath made. God's got a miracle for you today. God's got deliverance for you today. God wants to set you free today. God wants to heal your body today. God wants to put your home together today. God wants to put joy and peace and righteousness in your life today. Not tomorrow, not next week, today. Come on, let's love him, let's love him, let's love him. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory, glory, glory. Matthew chapter 16 says, go and preach this gospel everywhere. Everywhere. Matthew 28 says, go, teach, baptize, and teach. Take it everywhere. Hallelujah. The 20th chapter of Matthew says, go into the vineyards. Hallelujah. Matthew 5 says, go and let your light shine before all. Luke chapter 24 says, go and preach repentance and preach baptism in the wonderful name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad you've been immersed in water in the name that's above every name? Oh, somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I'm glad I can report to you today that in the congregation where I pastor, that there's 200 to 300 ex-Catholics that get together in our church every week and lift up the name of Jesus. They've been baptized. They've been filled with the Holy Ghost. They love this truth like you do. They love this message like you do. One time they were sprinkled. One time they worshiped Mary as much as they did Jesus. But now, friend, they realize there's only one. There's only one. And his name is Jesus. Jesus. Somebody shout hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Praise God. Oh, God is good. Go, go, go. Keep going forward. Acts chapter 2 says go. Acts 1 says into the upper room. Acts 2, they were filled with the Holy Ghost from on high. A lot of people, all the experience they've had in religion is a man-made experience. All they've had is a street-level experience, if you please. But the scripture says go you into the upper room. I'm telling you something, friend. When you get born again of the water and the spirit, and have your life changed and transformed by the power of God, you just moved up. You moved up to another level where you've never existed, where you've never been. Somebody shout hallelujah. Oh, this is what delivers the drug addict. This is what delivers the alcoholic. This is what delivers the man who's bound by pornography. This is what delivers the man that's filled with hate and jealousy and bitterness. It's to move up in Jesus. I'm not talking about joining church. I'm not talking about religion. I'm not talking about church membership. I'm not talking about shaking a preacher's hand. I was raised on the farm in Missouri. I found out shaking a preacher's hand can do you about as much good sometimes as shaking a mule's tail. It's not gonna move you up too far. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. We got to have more than a preacher experience. We got to have more than a church experience. We got to have more than a denominational experience. We got to have more than a mom experience, a daddy experience. You got to have an experience with the Almighty God. Hallelujah. Somebody shout amen. Oh, we serve an awesome God. I said we serve an awesome God. Hallelujah. And the apostles, they had something. They wanted the whole world to have it. Hallelujah. And because of what they experienced in Acts 2, they begin to take it everywhere. Tell others. You know, it's kind of amazing how that if you read history of Jerusalem, the outpouring of the Holy Ghost, probably about 6 months after, there was over 70,000 tongue talkers in that area. Hallelujah. So they didn't get, 120 didn't get the Holy Ghost to go home and shut their mouth. But they begin to witness to others, and it took it to the streets, and other people begin to question, and other people begin to wonder, what's transformed your life, changed your life? Somebody say hallelujah. And so, man, they were turning their world upside down, the scripture lets us know. And the devil thought he was so wise that he began to persecute them in Jerusalem and begin to disperse them all into areas around, other countries around. And devil, you're not near as smart as you think you are. You should have just resigned to the fact and gave them Jerusalem and left them alone. Hallelujah. But when you sent them out, the sparks of the fire, they go everywhere they go. Hallelujah. And every direction they went, they set a fire. Everywhere they went, they prayed a fire down. Everywhere they went, people felt the Holy Ghost in fire. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. God is good. You know, when the apostolics begin to build the churches in North Dakota and begin to build the churches in Alaska and begin to build the churches in North Carolina, they were told it won't never work. You know, it's not going to work. It's not going to work here. And my brother who started a church 45 years ago in Durham, North Carolina, and when he went there, even some of the apostolics told him it wouldn't work because it hadn't worked for them yet. So they thought because it hadn't worked for them yet, it won't work. And so He let them talk, smiled at them, shook their hand, kind to them. Hallelujah. But he knew that his God is going to work wherever he is. And if God called me here, we're going to have revival here. Somebody shout amen. Hallelujah. Well, needless to say, now he's got one of the largest churches in Durham, North Carolina. Runs over 1,200 at the English church every week and 200 at the Spanish church every Sunday. Praise God. And that's every Sunday. Don't tell me what can't happen and what's not going to happen. Somebody's just got to declare the whole truth of God with love and mercy. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. Praise God, praise God. And so it's easy now for other people to come to these areas and say, oh, man, look at this, this is a good church. Yeah, this is easy stuff right here. Hallelujah. You'll find out if you try to dig one out from zero. Hallelujah. Because I've been there. It's a challenge, brother. It's a battlefield and recreation room at the same time. Hallelujah, because every time you pray somebody through, it's fun. Oh, I've taught so many home Bible studies. Our church is built on home Bible studies. And when you teach that Bible study and you, all of a sudden you see revelation come to their face. Hallelujah. I was teaching one lady a Bible study one time, and she was denominational, you know, and didn't believe hardly anything about what we believe. But she was hungry for more and teaching her home Bible study. And we got on the Godhead and the new birth but especially that lesson on the God. When I got on it, she just started smiling. And I thought, she's not getting it. She thinks this is weird. You know, that's what I'm kind of thinking. And she just smiling, looking at it. And, you know, when I got through, I said, Kathy, I noticed she's kind of grinning a while ago. And that lesson, she said, I've been waiting for this for years. She said, I was praying one time. And the Lord showed me this. But she said, I've never heard nobody talk about it. I've never heard nobody explain it. She said, but God gave me the revelation years ago that there's only one, and it's Jesus. Praise God. There's no two. There's no three. There's no multiplicity of gods. There's only one true God. Aren't you glad you know he is the great I am? He's the everlasting Father. He's the Prince of Peace. He's the Almighty God. He's not Jehovah Jr. He's Jehovah everything. He is God manifested in the flesh. Somebody say amen. If you can't get excited about that, either you don't have the revelation or your wood has got wet. Somebody say hallelujah. I've heard it all of my life, and I love it every time somebody talks about it. Every time somebody preaches about it. I love it. It's good to know that here, O Israel, the Lord our God is one. It's good to know that the Jehovah of the old has become Jesus in the new. It's good to know that the Spirit has took on flesh and dwelt among us. It's good to know, praise God, that when he went up, he said, I'm not going to leave you comfortless, but I'll send the Holy Ghost back to you in my name. He was Father in creation. He was the Son at redemption at Calvary. He's the Holy Ghost here in the church right now. But it's not three different gods. It's only one God that manifested himself in many different ways. Oh. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. Amen. Praise God, praise God. Many different manifestations of God. Hallelujah. He manifests himself as a dove. But when I get to heaven, I don't expect to see a birdcage. Hallelujah. Praise God. One time he spoke through the mouth of a donkey to the prophet. But when I get up there, I don't expect to see a barn next to the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. No, just many different manifestations, but there's only one God. Somebody say hallelujah. Anybody excited about revelation today? Oh, it's time to get a go forward spirit. It's time to get an aggressive spirit. It's time to get a positive spirit. You can't win people if you got a frown on your face. You can't win people if you're negative in your attitude and negative in your spirit. You've heard the story, but it fits in right now. I heard my dad used to talk about it. I've heard other preachers talk about it. About the guy many years ago that went to an African country to sell shoes because most people there went barefooted. Yeah, when he got there, he gets the word back to the company. He said, we can't sell shoes in this country. Nobody wears shoes. Nobody wears them. He went home, defeated. Another guy went. As soon as he landed over there, he gets back in touch with the company. He said, send me all the boxes you can get together. He said, nobody wears shoes in this country. You know what that means? It's on how you look at it. Hallelujah. And he said, man, what an opportunity. I think every time you walk out your doors, what an opportunity. I think every time you go to work, what an opportunity. I think every time you go to school, what an opportunity. Some of you have been in this so long, you need to get some fresh fire. You're too calm. You're too collective. You're too just stuck under mud. You didn't get excited again about Jesus. You didn't get excited again about the Holy Ghost power. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. And what would have happened if the people on the front line at the Red Sea crossing had halted and said, it's impossible. It's not going to work. It's not going to work. What would have happened if they had stopped and just started saying, we can't do it. We can't do it. But the Bible says that Moses put the rod out and the waters parted back. And they went through on dry ground. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And so it's no time to quit. I said it's no time to quit. Praise God. You can cross the Red Sea if you keep moving. You can get to the promised land if you keep moving. Hallelujah. You can take down the giants that crosses your path if you keep believing. Somebody say amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I think this world around us right now wants a witness of the resurrection power of Jesus Christ. We got the gospel according to Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. But what's the gospel according to you? What's the gospel according to you? Because I don't know how they are here, but I can tell you, North Carolina, they're really not too much concerned about Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. They've heard about that all their life. And most of them have never been moved by it. Okay? Religious but lost. That's the condition of many people. So you start talking what Matthew said, what Mark said, what Luke said. They just kind of look at you, haze looking. You know, like, what's the deal? But I tell you what, when they start seeing it in you, then that printed page becomes a living witness. Somebody say hallelujah. And all of a sudden, they want to start talking to you about what you've got. Hallelujah. And about your God. And about what you've experienced. And then when you take them to Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and Acts, they're ready to hear because they believe in you. They believe in you. Somebody say amen. I believe we need living witnesses. We don't need dead witnesses. Somebody says, I'm willing to die for Jesus. He don't need you to die. He needs you to live for him. He's already paid the ultimate price. He needs you to live for him and become a spiritual arsonist in Minot. Come on, let's give the Lord praise right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. No battles are going to be won by going back, looking back. Hallelujah. You need to break every stronghold that the devil is trying to bring into your life. And it's trying to hinder you. You need to break it in the name of Jesus. The Bible says the children of Ephraim being turned back, being there, they turned back in the day of battle. They turned back in the day of battle. We are too equipped and too armed to turn back. It's no time to turn back. Greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world. Somebody say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We have the church on our side. We got the word of God on our side. We got Holy Ghost power on our side. We got miracles on our side. We got the name of Jesus on our side. We got the Almighty God on our side. We got good singing and good music on our side. We got good worship on our side. Hallelujah. Hey, is anybody excited about what's on your side today? Anybody excited about what you possess in Jesus today? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No time for hesitation. No time to look back. Somebody say amen. I think it's time to get reverse out of your spiritual gears. Hallelujah. Praise God. Do you know there's a lot of people, they have wrecks in reverse. They hit people in reverse. They run over things in reverse. I'm going to tell you, we need to keep this thing moving forward. You can see better forward than you can backwards. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And so we need to get, matter of fact, you need to make up your mind right now that in my walk with God, I don't have reverse. There's no reverse in me. It's all moving forward in the name of Jesus. I didn't get in this to almost make it. I didn't get in this to almost complete the trip. What good is it to get close to heaven and not make it? Can I tell you something that I believe right now? I believe within 24 hours of the rapture taking place, that there will be people that will backslide and walk out. Within 24 hours of the rapture taking place, they finally gave in, surrendered, got worn down, and give up. And walk away from truth and walk away from the church. But at the same time, I believe in that same 24-hour period, others will be coming in, getting baptized, just like today, getting the Holy Ghost, just like this week. And you know what? And when the trumpet sounds, I believe we're all going to be caught up to meet him in the air if we've been born again and if we're in the church. I said if we're in the church. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 5 says, launch out into the deep. Launch out into the deep. In other words, make that commitment. So many people are living spiritually in shallow waters, and they want to always be able to be in control. See, I never conquered being a good swimmer. Never did. And I do take showers, but I'm not good at this swimming business. And so when I get in a river or ocean, whatever, I feel a lot better when my head's always above the water. Oh yeah. Well, I can look around and see. And I feel something firmly underneath my feet. Somebody say amen. Amen. Praise God. The scripture says to launch out into the deep. Launch out into the deep. Hallelujah. And so I believe that when you get out into the deep, then you got to have faith. And you just got to launch on out. And you're not going back because you're out there. Hallelujah. And you got faith in the Almighty God. The Lord told the disciples, said, put your net right there. Put your net right there. Hey, we done been fishing, God. We haven't caught a thing, but put it down right there. And the Lord said, put it right there. And they were seasonal fishermen. They were mariners, seasonal mariners. They wasn't rookies. This is not the first time they went out fishing. And they're probably thinking, hey, master, we know how to fish. We done been here by the hours. They're not biting today. He said, put it right there. And when he did, friend, the Bible lets us know that that net got so full that it caused the boat to begin to sink. Hallelujah. That's what we need. We need a net breaking, boat sinking, Holy Ghost, Jesus' name, heaven sent, devil chasing, apostolic, disease dissolving, sin killing, revival. Revival. That's what we need. That's what we need. Somebody say amen. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And so we've left Egypt. We've left the bondage world. And now we're moving forward in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Don't allow the devil to begin to distort your vision. We're too close to the coming of the Lord. We're too close to the end time to allow the devil to begin to play mind games with you and distort your vision. I was reading one time some history. Adolf Hitler made a statement one time. He said, I have defeated more people and more countries, notice this, by fear than I have actually taken the shots at them. Because he said, when we took an area, it's kind of like some of the stuff that we've seen of the ISIS and all their operation. They do such devastation and such horrible ways of treating people that it strikes fear in the area and other areas close by because of what they've seen, heard, or read about how
what they're going to do to us if they get here. And so Hitler learned that a long time ago. And he said, I've conquered entire countries without firing one shot because they surrendered because of fear. They surrendered because of fear. The devil's trying to play mind games with you, sir, ma'am. He's trying to tell you you can't make it. He's trying to tell you you can't live this. He's trying to tell you you could never be an overcomer. He's trying to tell you the Christian life is too hard to live. But let me say to this. Some of you have been in the deep of sin, and you know what hard life is about. You know how hard it is to live for the devil and serve the devil because he's a cruel taskmaster. Let me tell you, and he wants to devour you. The Bible says he's out to steal, kill, and destroy. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you, it's a good life for Jesus. I said it's a good life for Jesus. Hallelujah. I've got cousins and relatives that have died with overdoses of drugs in their veins. I've got uncles that's died of alcoholism. I'm going to tell you something. The devil is cruel. I said the devil is cruel. Hallelujah. I got a relative right now that is not doing well. And I don't know how much longer he's going to live because he gave his years to the devil. And the devil has worn him down and worn him out. He's about my age, but he looks 20 years older. Let me tell you something, friend. That's what the devil wants to do. Steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I've come to give you life and give it to you more abundantly. I've come to bring joy. I've come to bring peace to your life. Let's all lift our hands and praise him right now. Hallelujah. I love you, God. I love you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Maybe see it in just a few more minutes. We've already tried Egypt. It doesn't work. We've already tried the ways of the world. It doesn't work. We've already tried sin. It doesn't work. We've already tried Hollywood pleasure. It doesn't work. We've already tried drugs, alcohol, and the pornography ways of the world and all the parties of the world. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. And so, let me tell you something else. False doctrine don't work. It doesn't work. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man loveth the world, the love of the Father is not in him. I'm telling you, the ways of this world is destruction. Hallelujah. Let me say to some of you that's new and that's been here for a while in the church, in the last 6 months to a year, Hollywood and the sports world has vindicated the church like never before. Because we've always talked about the evils of Hollywood, the destruction of it. We've always talked about how the sports world will just control you, devour you, and eat your life up. And where you'll have to choose it to serve if you're going to go that way. And so what we've seen the last few months is all this exposure of all the entertainment industry and the way they've been, that we've known it for years they was living like that. But the media and everybody trying to keep it submerged and covered up, all this perversion lifestyle living, and that's what they are. That's what they represent. That's what they want everybody to be a part of. And so we're seeing it more than ever. I mean, it's front lines now to let us know that we've been right all the time. And then almost every week, you'll find where this ball player has beat up his wife, this ball player has beat this one up, and this ball player just shot this one, and this one just killed this one. Yeah. And controlling their life. And it's a life of control. Let me tell you something, friend. We don't need this world. We don't need the things of this world. All we need is more of Jesus. I said, all we need is more of Jesus. He will never do you bad. He will always do you good. Let's everybody stand and lift our hands and love him right now. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. His truth is marching on.
Victory is always won in moving forward, never in retreat. Never in retreat. I am determined. I hope you are too. I am determined to outlast every enemy that comes against me. I'm determined to outlast every temptation and everything that tries to discourage me and defeat me. I refuse to live with a chip on my shoulder. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. What the devil and the world has meant for my bad, God will work it out for my good. Somebody say hallelujah. 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 And that he thinks is going to be a stumbling block only becomes a stepping stone. And that he thinks is going to be a setback ends up being my setup for victory. Hallelujah. To finish the race and hear him say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, where I was raised at in Missouri, live at in North Carolina, we get a lot of storms. A lot of storms. A lot of tornado weather and stuff like that. And it can get pretty severe sometimes. I've watched the results of it. And I've seen what devastation it could cause in the areas where I've lived at and where I've been. And I've watched the tornadoes up in the air and watch them moving around. And it's not a good feeling. It's not a good feeling. And thank God we're inward for enough that the hurricanes don't bother us too much, just mostly the coastline. But I've seen the aftermath of it and watched the devastation of it. And every once in a while, even on my phone or on the radio or whatever, you'll get storm warnings, flash warnings, whatever, you know, warning you about severe storm. And it's letting you know that these things are getting ready to take place. And it gives you a warning to try to get to a place of safety, maybe, or a place where you can feel more safe. Hallelujah. And so when I was raised up there in Missouri and the tornadoes would come in, the bad weather would come in, my dad would look at the family, my mom and the four boys, he'd say, let's get in the car. Let's get in the car. We didn't have to ask where we was going. We knew where we was going. We was going to the church. We was going to the church. And we would stay until in the church, Sister Star, until the storm would pass. Stay in the church until the storm would pass. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know what he was teaching us, little boys? You get in the church, you'll be all right. Stay in the church, you'll be all right. Hang around the church, you'll be all right. And you can outlast every storm that passes by. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many feels good about the church today? Aren't you glad you're in the church? Aren't you glad you're part of the church? This world is in a storm. This world is in chaos. This nation, other countries of the world, they're in absolute chaos. There's trouble everywhere. There's fear everywhere. Let me tell you something. It's good to be in the old ship of Zion. It's good to be in the church. I feel safety in the church. I feel security in the church. Hallelujah. Not someday, but today. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the answer for your life. Don't wait another day, another week, another month. That's nothing but tricks of the devil to try to get you to put it off too long. But today is the day for you to make a move. Somebody say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And I just want to tell some saints of God in here that's been going through some storms, I'm putting out a warning right now, a flash warning. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I see showers coming your way. Showers of blessing. I see showers of healing coming your way. I see showers of deliverance coming your way. I see showers, hallelujah, of your family being blessed coming your way. Oh, I'm putting out some warning signs right now to you. Get ready for it. It's coming. I said, get ready for it. It's coming your way. I'm giving out a warning. It's coming. Are you ready for it? Are you ready to receive what God wants to do in your life? Let's everybody lift our hands and praise him. Let's praise him. Let's love him right now. Glory, 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 glory.
you'd receive this word of God today, why don't you just come and gather around the front right now? I believe that God is going to make everything. He's going to bring us through. Hallelujah. I know that God has moved in this place. But I think we need to come and say, God, I believe it. I believe it, God. I receive the showers. I'm going to serve you and live for you, Lord. Hallelujah. We'll walk in faith and not fear in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Yes, he has. Be moved, Jesus, you are here. Oh, I believe it. Oh, yes, Lord. Come, yes, he is overcome. We will not be moved. Jesus, you are here. Live, I will not die. Resurrection, power of Christ, live in me, and I am free in Jesus' name. We'll live, I will not die. I will declare and lift you high. Christ revealed, I am healed. In Jesus' name. God is on our side. He is overcome. Yes, he is overcome. We will not be moved. Jesus, you are here. Burdens covering our shame. He is overcome, yes, he is overcome. Oh, hallelujah.